thing is, nobody's prepared to stop Arnold. His first game, they're not going to know what he's going to come out with. All they have is his high school film tape. Like, I just think he is more all around a talented, more talented
Oh, I
quarterback
agree
than he is.
100%. Yeah.
He can be so much more explosive. He can
Sure.
run the ball better. He can throw the ball better. The only thing Gabriel has on him is experience and better leadership, I would say.
You're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
We'd like to welcome back all of our friends, family, and foes to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. This is our 95th episode, and along with my two sons, Kellen and Garrett, my two oldest sons, Kellen and Garrett, and the son I always wanted to have, Diego Zavarce, one of the other sons I always wanted to have. So this is the 95th episode of the Fox Den Sports Podcast. And I would like to know, what player do you think of that wore the jersey number 95?
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett.
Probably not even very nice. You should have let your little brother, because his name is Garrett. That's who he is named after.
His name is Gary. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I recognize a lot of these names. Myles Garrett's obviously the one. I know Derek Wolfe. Not much of a great NFL player. I believe he had a pretty long career. Played at Denver is what I remember him mostly for. Kyle Williams is a big name as well. But, Myles Garrett for me, probably top five defensive player in the NFL right now. Number one overall pick from the overrated Texas A&M Aggies.
Way overrated. Richard Dent from the 85 Bears. He was, I mean, they had such a, their defense is the best defense I've still ever seen. 85 Bears and probably the 2000 Ravens. But Richard Dent was one of the guys on the defensive line, quarterback sacking. He was a machine. So he was incredible as well. So that's who I think of when I hear or see the jersey number 95. Let's talk a little OU football, shall we? A dominant defensive performance from, what was it, 20-6 against Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, it was a 11 a.m. kickoff our time. And take it from there. What'd you take away from that game?
What I took away is mainly before the game, so not after, but before the game, everyone was already saying that this is probably the best defensive line we'll play all year, given that they have two players that are going to go pro, whether or not they'll be good or a high draft pick, like they'll be in the NFL. But they have a very good defensive line, and the fact that Gabriel, from what I can remember, had plenty of time most of the night, but a running game wasn't super, impressive. Averaged 3 yards a carry. But, I mean, when our passing game was as dominant as it was, throwing for 300 yards, then not much else you can ask for. So,
who else? What were your thoughts? Kellen or Garrett, Diego?
I mean, just about the same. The offense could have put up more points, but our defense looked pretty good. I did say before the game, I was kind of hoping we'd be tested a little bit. I don't think we were defensively. I don't think it's not like it was a close game really, but the offense definitely had to work a little harder in some areas than we were used to. So I think it was a growth moment. We won the game. That's all that matters in the end. So can't complain too much.
Is it weird for me to say that I feel more worried about our offense than our defense for the rest of the season?
It is odd.
That's just what I feel like after watching that game. Like Gary said, the run game really wasn't there. I still don't feel like we know who is that running back. And yeah, I don't want it to be a question mark. I think we just got to pick a guy and run with him. I feel like, honestly, my own opinion, I think Jackson Arnold would run the offense way better. I think it would be more explosive. I think it would be more openness to the offense. But our defense, I mean, Cincinnati doesn't have a bad offense. They have some good wide receivers, and Emory Jones is a really good running quarterback. And I feel like the week before he had over 100 yards, and this week I think our defense did really good shutting that part of his game down. And I think that is another reason why they only scored 6 points. And they also had the ball 15 times, and out of those 15 times, they only scored 2 field goals.
Right.
And forcing a missed field goal. So, I mean – I think if we had this defense when Baker was playing, we would have two national championships. Honestly, like, think about that. This defense is good. They're hungry. They're physical. They're making open field tackling that we haven't seen in years. And then you go look at Zach Grinch's USC defense, and they can't open field tackling. You can see what the problem was. Now, I'm excited about this defense. This week we really don't have a test, but the week after that, I think it's our very first test, and we're going to see our defense actually show up. And I'm just have those question marks. Can our offense score enough, or are we just going to rely on our defense? And can we rely on our defense? Are they proven yet? Are they proven enough? I think they have, and I think they will continue to do that.
Go ahead, Garrett. What are you going to say?
I was just going to say the only thing about the offense is if you take away the fumble, and you take away the overthrow of Farouk and the missed PI in the end zone, it could have easily been mid-30s to 6. Granted, that stuff didn't go our way, so the score ended up 20-6, but we had opportunities, and it wasn't necessarily on Levy. It was more so on the execution, which I think I'm more comfortable in us getting the execution down than Levy improving, if that makes sense. Because I think Levy's a great offensive coordinator, and then on the running back side, Venables and Levy both keep saying it. They're pretty much just going to be going with whoever has the best week of practice until somebody solidifies themselves as running back one, which like Diego said, I'm not super big fan of. It's hard for those guys to get in a rhythm, I feel like, but.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing about the fumble, Gabriel fumble, very close to the end zone. There's points given away right there, and it happens in every game. I know they had a missed field goal, and then he was. What's amazing is Gabriel was 26 for 38, and he had over 300 yards. What's that? 322 yards passing. But he had some of these overthrows, especially in the end zones. Obviously, that just hurt. And then causing us to kick some field goals. I still think we're being a little conservative. I really think we are. I think we're trying to run the ball. Usually Oklahoma during the season, years past, their line has gotten better as the year has gone on. I think they're going to continue to get better. But to your point, somebody's got to step up and be that leader on running the running back. And until that happens, I hope it's not just a continuous revolving door. And I couldn't even tell you which one right now would be the guy. Cause I don't know. I would love it to be Barnes, but I don't see that happening currently right now. Sawchuk, I mean, he had a great bowl game, but then what has he done a whole lot since then? So
Or even before then.
Right. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. That's my biggest concern right now, but I still think my question is do coaches know in that game that they pretty much have control of it? So they're being a little bit more conservative because they went into the game wanting to stop Emory Jones and for the run. And they did a really good job at that. That's what I'm wondering. Like, do they know? We kind of have control of this game. Let's see what we can do. Let's try some different plays, get some different runs in there. I don't know, because I'm truly. I mean, this may be crazy. I'm truly expecting to see a much, I don't say much different, but a better running game when we play Texas, and that's still a couple weeks away. We still got Iowa State in between now and then.
I'm not comparing high school football with college football, but sure. I can see Lebby like hiding, like still has some stuff in the play. Like, for example, our OCS coaching staff, we have stuff that we install every week that we don't even use because we're saving it to when we play these other teams that we're like, we have to have these explosive plays to be successful against better teams. And I think Lebby has that. And I agree with you. I think they are being a little conservative. But my question is, can Dylan Gabriel be that guy to complete those explosive plays down the field? Because I think it's that consistency of him overthrowing, and he doesn't have that arm strength. And I think the reason he's overthrowing is because he's putting everything he's got on that ball, and he ends up overthrowing it. Sure. I think that, I'm not saying I don't think we can go out and win the Big 12. Like, we can't go win. I think we can win the Big 12 with them. But, like, if we magically go on a good run and we do make the playoffs, I don't know if he's the guy that can win us that game to get to the game.
Right now, who do you think, honestly, like, gives us a better chance to win? Do you think it's Gabriel, or do you think it's Jackson Arnold truly give us the better chance to win? And I'm talking not the national championship or anything, but against Texas.
Just game to game.
Yeah. Because I think Arnold could beat these other teams. Texas is that too big of a stage to play a big role?
I think for him, no. And I think if Arnold starts, like, the thing is, nobody's prepared to stop Arnold. His first game, they're not going to know what he's going to come out with. All they have is his high school film tape. Like, I just think he is more all around a more talented quarterback.
Oh, I agree 100%.
He is, he can be so much more explosive. He can run the ball better. He can throw the ball better. The only thing Gabriel has on him is experience and better leadership, I would say.
The crazy thing is Gabriel's in his, fourth, fifth year. This is going to be – Texas game is going to be the biggest game of his career. Because he didn't play last year.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And I wouldn't count Florida State bowl game as a big game. Like, I mean, yeah, we wanted to win. You don't want to
play. He
played
all pretty well against Florida State.
Yeah, and he played well, but for what it means, Texas, Oklahoma, this is easily the biggest game he'll play.
Oh, for sure.
In his career, to this point. But
to this point, yes. I agree 100%. And Danny Stetsman had a great game again, 13 tackles. I know he had a sack. We got two interceptions. So the defense is doing really good now. I still think that there's every game you'll see a guy from the, and maybe it happens all the time. I don't know, from other teams, but it doesn't seem like it. Where there's just somebody completely wide open. And I think you take those kind of situations against Texas, and that's going to burn us. That's my fear. But we still have Iowa State first, who just beat Oklahoma State. And I know, going into this game, we should win, and I expect to win. But anything could happen. But what do you want to see? I mean, what do you want to see? Just better offensive play this weekend and leading into Texas. Obviously, I mean, we all want to see better, but. Like, I heard somebody on the radio say the other day, well, we just didn't, score as many points as I was hoping for. And it's like, here's the thing. If you gave me right now us to beat Texas by one, I'm taking it. I don't care what the point is.
But also, everyone is going to be taking a game, a 20-6 game over a 45-30 game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're used to.
Yeah.
Same point differential, but. That 20-6 looks a lot more dominant than a 45 30. So
you got defense.
Yeah. I would say, points for sure, but I just want to see a dominance where we get the backups in midway through the third quarter, because I think that's how big the difference in talent and coaching is between us. But supposedly this quarterback's doing pretty good for Iowa State. He's turned the season around after the first couple games, but I would imagine the line is at us in favor to 20, and I would imagine we'll cover that.
You think so?
Yeah, I would imagine they probably don't get more than 14, and I think we can get well over mid 30s.
I think they're going to get cover. Yeah, I think they're going to get more than we think. I really do.
I think they need to cover. I mean, if we don't cover against Iowa State, then I'll be a little disappointed. I think Cincinnati's a better team than Iowa State.
Plus, we're one of like six teams to win every game so far by 14 points. It's like us, USC, Penn State, Michigan, and a couple other teams. I think like Fresno State or something like that. But it's a very, I would say, elite group that's done that so far this year.
Sure. Who's been the best college football team thus far through the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season? If you had a vote right now for the top four to go into the playoff, who would you say would go right now?
In order?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
As much as it pains me, it'd probably go Florida State 1, Texas 2, Georgia 3, and then Washington 4.
Yeah.
I again, it pains me. I hate Florida State, and their fans are just annoying. But the win against LSU is turning out to be a pretty good win.
Sure.
Obviously. And then beating Clemson at Clemson for the first time in like 6 years. I mean, that's pretty impressive as well. I don't think their quarterback's a quarterback to win a national championship, but I think they have the right to be.
But does it seem like there's any quarterback that's the quarterback to win a national championship right now?
Caleb Williams is the only one.
Caleb Williams. No, and I think Michael Penix too.
Penix.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, from Washington.
I think
yeah.
Quinn Ewers, I mean, if he's if hypothetically in the playoffs he puts two back to back. Again, I said last week he's one of the most inconsistent quarterbacks in the country. But if he's on, he's arguably the best, if not, one of the best. So
sure.
But it doesn't seem like on these good teams that there's just an insane quarterback. Like, that doesn't seem. I don't feel like there's just an insane clear cut number one like there usually is.
I think it's. I think it's anybody's game right now.
I think Florida State's overrated. Texas is overrated, but I don't even think Georgia deserves the number one with the way they've been.
I agree 100% on that.
But like, it doesn't seem like last year's Georgia or the Alabama we used to watch. Like,
no, they're not. They're not. But I think Washington's the best team in country right now.
We say that, but Stetson Bennett was not even a top 10 quarterback, and
had a good team.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying is it doesn't boil it down to the quarterback.
I'm not even talking about just quarterbacks. I'm just talking teams in general. I don't feel like there's just an insane team that like I would place my money on winning the national championship right now.
What about Penn
State? I thought you were saying just quarterbacks, so I was like.
Well, I was, and then I switched it to teams.
Yeah. I love Penn State.
I was going to say, what about Penn State? They're looking
I think they're going to win the Big Ten. I really do.
I can see Penn State being in there, Washington, Penn State. I say Georgia, and I say either Florida State or Texas right now.
I think it's Penn State, Washington. I have to say Georgia. I don't think Florida. I think nobody's coming out of the ACC. And I think – I really do think – like, I truly believe it's going to be whoever comes out between Texas and OU. I really do think that. And – And I agree with what Kellen says. And the reason why I think it could be us is because I don't think there's a clear-cut winner out of all these teams. I think OU can continuously keep getting better. Same thing with Texas. Same thing with Penn State. Same thing with, like, even Oregon. Like, these teams can just get better, and they can just make a run because there's nobody out there like a Georgia defense and a Georgia offense like we've seen the past couple of years.
Right.
I think even though I would again put Washington in it right now, I still think Oregon's the best team in the Pac-12.
No, that's hard. I mean, I agree 100%. There's who knows how that game do they, I'm assuming they play each other.
Yeah, but because you know? you hear it for any team up there, like, oh, who have they beaten? Who is Washington beaten? Boise State, Tulsa, Michigan State, and Cal. Those are not good teams.
But they've handled their business against them.
Yes.
Yeah, they've hammered them.
Yes, but I mean, it's nothing special by any means. Nothing special.
I know Penn State and Michigan play looks I'm on the 11th, so they don't play. Oh, and then they play Ohio State October 21st. Man, they're going to – if they can roll through that.
And I'm going to be honest. I feel like – sorry, that was my dog if you heard that. I think OU's also kind of being overlooked a little bit. And
perfect. That's exactly what I want.
And I think that's great for us because I think we play better that way.
Sure.
And I tell Gary every week, I text him, like, I don't want to believe in this team still. And then they come out and they prove me every week so far, they have proven to me that they are actually a decent team. And I'm just like, I don't want to fall back in this trap. Then we go beat Texas. And I'm like, all right, let's go ahead and make a run and go to the playoffs. And I don't, because I don't want to believe in it, but maybe this is the first time that's happened to me. And maybe it's actually going to happen. Who knows? But like, I agree. I think I agree with all of what Gary says and all you guys are saying, but I just think what Kellen said earlier about no clear cut winner, like it really could be anybody.
That's why it's our year.
So who's going to be, who gets hot at the end? I mean,
all we have to do is beat Texas and you know, like you can't argue we're not number one.
Hey man,
you can't, that is so true. You can't argue. We could jump from like 13 to one. Cause that might be the biggest win the whole year.
I think it would be because that'd be the highest ranked team to lose so far this year. And what I would imagine to this point until you get to the championship games, obviously.
Exactly.
Plus, I mean, we still got to play Kansas, who's likely going to be ranked when we play him.
They're looking pretty good too.
They are. But I mean, everything's lining up just like the 2000s, man. Just it like is. 2000. Like I saw another thing. I think that's in it. You know, held forced four teams under 20 points, just like the year 2000.
I know.
So I'm pretty sure we're like top 10 in offense and defensive efficiency.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know before this week, we were top 10 in all three and top five, I think, in everything but special teams. We were like seventh. But yeah, no, it's.
I keep waiting, and I hate to even be like this, but I'm like waiting for the defense to just have a relapse into, you know, and I'm just praying exactly. That we have against Texas. We've got it. Cause in order to beat Texas, and this is what we'll be talking about more probably next week. Cause it's not, then that'll lead into the, you know, the Texas game, but we got to get pressure on Quinn, Ewers. We have to get pressure on him and hit him without having to try to blitz all the time. So we've got to somehow, some way.
Yeah.
And we have to move the ball. Whether we score touchdowns or not, we got to keep our defense off the field as much as possible to get them rested to get back on the field.
I agree 100%, but the best we do need to score points.
No, I agree. But, like, even if it's field goals, like, as long as we're not getting a bunch of three and outs.
I want some touchdowns.
The biggest reason we need to put pressure on him is because if we do, he's going down. Because he's not a mobile quarterback. He's a pocket passer.
He's not mobile, right.
And that's something the Big 12 is not used to. Like, we really haven't seen in a while.
Since you don't see that in college often.
OU early 2000s.
And typically, that's the only time OU struggles is with a mobile quarterback. Now, we saw Diego said.
Yeah, you're right.
You said, we locked down Emory Jones. He averaged like 2.5 yards a carry. And if we take away one carry of 20 yards, he averaged half a yard per carry. So we're getting better at that. It's just whether or not we can finally finish at the quarterback. And I think one thing I'm looking forward to is I think PJ Adebawore is going to get a lot of playing time that game. And I think he is going to light them up.
He's
going to
have his coming out party.
I think he's going to have his coming out party. I think Peyton Bowen is going to get a pick six. And I'm thinking Desan McCullough, that's going to be the game that everyone's like, this guy could be a top 10 pick.
Peyton Bowen is so close. He is so close. He is, and here's the thing: is he doesn't start, but he is in every crucial down. He is the guy.
Yeah,
and there's a reason why he's the guy. And I know he's going to pop off, and it's going to be that Texas game, and I believe it. And I'm going to be there at that game, and I'm going to go crazy when that when we win that game, because I believe we'll win that game. But I think the other thing is,
OU fans are going to get mad.
It's going to be like, I feel like the game's going to be like 24 to 17 or 24 to 21. Like, I don't think we're going to see that many touchdowns because Texas also has a really good defense. I think it's going to be a really defensive game, and it's going to come down to
field position.
Which team can, like Kellen said, drive the ball, keep the defense rested. If it's field goals, fine. We'll take the field goals. But if our defense can be rested, I think our defense is going to be good enough to stop that offense.
Which, real quick, you saying field position does scare me a little bit because our punting situation is not – it's not even average. It's not even average. Like, that's scary.
So we got to get down to maybe, like, the 35 before we can punt it?
Yeah, dude.
And let alone, I mean, get him in the red zone or the opposite red zone.
If we're not in the 35, we don't even know Schmidt or Schmidt can make it. Like, he can, but can he do it consistently and against Texas?
Can he do it? If it's a clutch situation and the game's on the line, that's we don't know that. That's concerns right there because I don't know if he's got it or not. I thought old Gabe had it, and then remember he against Texas. I mean, he blew it.
He shanked the crap out of that.
He had a great leg, but my goodness, we haven't had it. I mean, when's the last time we had a really really clutch kicker?
Austin Seibert, maybe.
Yeah.
Cyber was pretty good. Who
at the beginning towards his end?
Something who? Garrett, right?
Garrett Hartley?
Garrett Hartley, yeah.
He was really good, man.
He was at New Orleans for a while. But...
Yeah, Saints, yeah.
Can I ask you guys?
Spoke to a former kicker the other day on the phone for Oklahoma.
Who?
I cannot remember his name. I'd have to look up his resume.
Charles?
Now he's a project engineer in Texas.
Uwe Von Scharman?
He was somebody. He got cut. He tore something. The NFL played for the I'll say the Vikings.
Hey, Berkich.
What?
Berkich.
Well, how do you spell that? Played.
It's like BR. It's like weird.
You.
It might be because it was something weird.
Wait, when did he graduate? Like 2 years ago.
It wasn't long.
2 or 3 years ago. Yeah.
Was it Gabe Berkich?
It might have been.
I guarantee it's who it was.
Let me look it up. Hang on.
That's 100%.
That's the guy we were talking about.
Yeah. He's got a stash.
I wasn't paying. Yeah. I couldn't remember his name at first.
Signed up the Vikings for the practice.
Playing video games, man.
Just look him up. Diego, what was your question?
Yeah, can I ask you a question while Kellen looks this up?
Sure.
So you guys already know my opinion on it. But say we win this week. We dominate cover by 20. And we go into Texas. Let's say we win 27 to 21. Okay. We get a pick to end the game. Neil, we won that game. Where would you put us ranking wise? And at that moment, would you want us to go on a run to make the playoffs?
Well, of course.
In your honest opinion. This is my thoughts.
Did you say if we beat Texas? When we beat Texas?
When we beat Texas, the way we beat Texas, let's say
I think we go number six, and we slowly work our way up to the playoffs.
And you do want to go to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think out of any year and out of any team,
it's this
because of our defense and because of the lack of a clear number one, this is the year we can win the national championship and not embarrass ourselves.
Not even that. At least win that first game.
So
that too.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Let me ask you this to kind of to those to that line. Do you think Georgia is going to stumble at some point this year?
No. Have you seen their schedule?
You don't think like they'll have the one game and the quarterback?
I think they already had it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think them having that is just not a good win. It's still a win.
They play Auburn, who is not good. They play Kentucky, who it's 4-0. I haven't honestly followed them a lot. I know they got a new quarterback from NC State, Devin Leary, who was pretty good last year, but I would imagine they dominate that game. Play Vanderbilt, dominate. Play Florida. Even at Florida's best, they just don't match Georgia, even though they beat Tennessee, but Tennessee is not good. Mizzou, they'll throttle Mizzou. Ole Miss, they'll beat Mizzou or Ole Miss. Tennessee, again, they're not good.
Dude, they could lose to Ole Miss now. This Georgia team.
Did you watch them against Bama? Bama's not good, and they got manhandled in the second half by Bama.
Well, that was Bama's revenge game. I knew they were going to lose either way.
True, but again, I don't think Bama's that good.
I'm just saying, if South Carolina played them well, there's the film for the like. Here's the thing: if they go undefeated and they lose in the SEC championship game, they do not need to make the playoffs. Their schedule does not give them anything to make it if they lose in the SEC. And they would play who? LSU?
I mean, right now, Bama still. But
because
if LSU beats Bama, then that puts LSU back in there. Right?
Technically.
LSU hadn't looked very dominant either, though. I mean, so who knows? I think whoever comes out of the Big Ten, it's either going to be Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State, and they all beat up on each other. So who's going to win? You know what I mean? Like,
that's the only thing, though, is the Big Ten and Pac-12 is they're going to be – whoever comes out of it, they're going to be battle-tested because they play those teams.
Right. Because Oregon, USC, Utah.
Washington, they all play each other pretty much. Agree. So
I also just have a feeling if we make the playoffs or if we do a New Year's Six Bowl, I have a feeling that we're going to be playing USC.
That would be insane.
100%. I've said this before. If we have even just similar records.
Anything. Like, I know. If we're in the bait for the top four, I know that committee's like, we're going to make so much money if we put these teams. And here's the thing. OU has no pressure in that game. We don't have pressure. All the pressure is on Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams. Because if they lose that game, they're not going to hear the end of it. That's all First Take, undisputed.
We weren't supposed to make it this far.
We're not supposed to make it that far. It's
a Lincoln Riley special.
I just feel like they have the most pressure that if that game happens on them, not on us.
If Dylan Gabriel doesn't get hurt last year and plays against Texas, I still think Texas wins, but it's not a blowout like it was. I think everybody's going into this game with still thinking about last year in mind and how they destroyed us. And it's going to be a totally different game, obviously, if everybody's healthy and all that kind of stuff. But that's the only thing I've got going right now. And then hypothetically, man, even if he does, let's say he struggles a little bit, I don't know if Venables has the have the guts to sit there and throw Arnold in, because that could be his coming out party. But I mean,
we'll say what you want. I mean, Lincoln, that took some guts throwing in Caleb in that game.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, when we were down that much, to sit there and be like, say, a freshman quarterback.
Get a spark.
That's dropped a lot of snaps, even, was the best chance. Like, that did take some guts.
Sure. And that's such a smart, honestly, a smart coaching move, especially at halftime, because you got to make adjustments. And the Texas defense was not ready to stop Caleb Williams because they didn't know what he was going to come out and do. And that's why I'm like, man, if he is struggling early in that game and Venables, like if he knows, I mean, if he ever listens to this, and I hope he does, if you know,
he does,
and you have a feeling, you need to make that move, because that will just change all of Texas coaching staff's decision-making and coaching decisions. Because just like, they don't know how to stop Arnold because there's no film on this guy.
Yeah.
How is he? And if he's performing good, making adjustments like that in just quarters and minutes is tough. And I just feel like props to Lincoln Riley. I think he made a great move on that. And I was the one cheering for Caleb Williams 2 weeks before that anyway, the West Virginia game. So,
yeah.
You're the reason we lost Spencer Rattler.
That's a great loss. It's okay.
I agree 100%.
I agree, but we would have been a lot better last year if we had him. He's better than Dylan Gabriel. Here he was.
His good games are better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, he's not anymore.
He's less consistent.
I don't know, man. I just don't think he's
– I think Dylan Gabriel is terrible.
That's all. I don't think
he's good.
He's the Dak Prescott of college football.
No, don't you even dare. Don't you even dare.
Yeah, but you can't argue it.
No, he's not the Dak Prescott.
I just want to know how he's going to perform. If it is down to the wire, is he going to be able to lead? You know, that I do want to know that just to see what he's got in him. But I don't know. He reminds he reminds me a little bit of the 2000 left-handed quarterback Josh Heupel. I'm just saying.
But I feel like Josh Heupel was a gamer.
He was a gamer, and he was just like, yeah.
Is Dylan Gabriel a gamer, though? I don't think he's proven, at least to me, that he's a gamer. He doesn't have that.
He doesn't know ball.
That Kyler instinct, that Jalen instinct, that he can make one play, the momentum changes, and it's over.
OU Texas 2000 is whenever it all changed. I'm just
there. You go.
And it could happen here, too. And
everything's already going that way.
It'd be great. I'm hoping. Kellen or Garrett, were you getting ready to say something? No. What? Let's get some predictions for the Oklahoma Iowa State game. What's your thoughts?
I'm going 45-10. Sooners.
Okay, I was going to ask.
Sooners.
I'm going to go 42-13 Sooners.
26-16 Oklahoma. Going to be a closer game than I think everybody thinks.
I hope you're wrong. I
hope I'm wrong, man.
Then I will not be ready for the week after that if it's 26-16.
But that's the thing is
Diego will be filing those refund tickets for sure.
I still think you're going to see
Diego's got a Texas jersey underneath.
You're going to see a conservative game plan. I think they're going to try to establish the run as much as possible, try to get, you know, the holes for these guys to run through, and I think that's what they're going to try to do is get in and out with running the football, trying to get the game over quicker by keeping the clock moving.
You can be conservative and still put up points. Yeah. You know? And I feel like he can still be conservative without opening that playbook and letting these teams see what he has.
Especially against Iowa State. Like you said, establishing the run. I'd be shocked if we don't average 5-6 yards a carry against Iowa State.
I'll be surprised if it's more than like 4.1 or 4.2. As of right now. I mean, until they prove me wrong.
I mean, 4.1, 4.2 is still not bad.
Yeah. But I wanted to say like, you know, sub-4, but we'll see. It'll be interesting. All right. What else? What else you guys got? Anything else? Appreciate Diego for showing up on the Fox Den Sports podcast. It's always nice to have another family member's take on the Sooners and how well we think that things are going to go. Join us next week. I think we'll have a little bit more extensive conversations again with OU and Texas. We'll go over some Iowa State games, the game from Iowa State as well. So I can just tell you, I'm so excited because my inventory is over with. Thursday will be 14 days in a row of work, and then I'll get Friday and Saturday off. I'm pretty excited, but inventory is over. And we're done. But I also want to remind everybody, iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
And remember the Joan the Skulk.
And until next time,
goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Kellen already left.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.